Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Hey, Owosso, this is Coach Blankenship reminding you that when you need help with your roof, do business with the local guys that put integrity first. Zach Harbaugh's crew at Duralast Roofing brings a two-decade track record of hard work and great experience to your project, and they'll treat your home like it's their own. Durable, affordable, and built to last. Duralast Roofing in Owosso, 918-906-7800, or visit them online at duralastroofing.com.
Hey, this is Pastor Bruce McCarty with Owosso First Assembly. Our church family is proud of the Owosso Rams this football season, and we'd like to invite your family to our services this weekend. We meet at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We have Oak Town services for our kids, and young people are invited to be a part of our Extreme Youth Ministry. Come see us this Sunday or watch our services online at owossofirst.com. You're always welcome at Owosso First Assembly.
The decision to buy or sell a home is among the biggest that most families will ever make. Don't leave the details on real estate to just anyone. Call agent Kelly Lewis with RE/MAX Results Realty. Kelly Lewis is a seasoned real estate professional who's involved with every aspect of our community. From being active in our chamber to even serving on our city council, Kelly Lewis is all about Owosso. Call in a trusted name that knows our town the next time you buy or sell a home. Kelly Lewis with RE/MAX Results, 918-833-0545.
We're 17-14, our score here as the Jim Glover Auto Family Halftime Show continues. Grant Merrill, along with Steve Mowry, as we gladly greet you from Moore, Oklahoma. As we've got a 3-point lead right now, Steve, but getting to that 3-point lead has been a dogfight, and I expect nothing less in the second half.
Yeah, we're going to look for Coach Blankenship and his staff to make some adjustments, come out, and the offense really was beginning to get going in that second quarter. We wanted the keys to be a fast start. That didn't really happen so much. Well, we got that first drive in the game, and then we kind of went back to our old ways before getting another touchdown there in the middle of the second quarter. But hopefully they can come out and open up this game some more. Looking at the numbers, though, relatively close here in this first half. Each team with 9 first downs, the Rams with 83 rushing yards and 125 passing yards. Will Keeney, 14 of 20. On the other side, Moore only 27 yards on the ground, 114 yards through the air. Highshaw is 10 of 16. We've had no interceptions in this ball game so far. Owosso with 208 total yards, the Lions with 141 yards. Moore has lost a fumble, and the Rams have not. Penalties, not so much big in yardage, but as far as time and the effect that they've had on drives, the Rams with 5 penalties totaling 36 yards. Moore with 4 penalties for 30 yards. Time of possession, 14 minutes for the Lions, 10 minutes for the Rams. The Rams have converted 50% of their third downs. They are 4 of 8. Moore, 2 of 6 on third down. Each team is 0 for 1 on fourth down. Looking at the individual stats, as we mentioned, only 27 yards rushing for the Lions. Highshaw, the quarterback, is the leading rusher. He's carried 8 times for 16 yards, but really outside of that, this Ram defense has done a fantastic job of keeping the rushing game of the Lions intact. Highshaw, as we mentioned, 10 of 16 with the 1 touchdown pass. That was to his big tight end, Baxter, there in the second quarter, a 14-yard touchdown pass. However, Buckeye is the leading receiver for Moore. He has 5 receptions for 53 yards, as we mentioned, obviously a favorite receiver of Highshaw. Johnson has 3 receptions for 36 yards. Looking at the Owosso individual stats, Will Keeney is 14 of 20 on the game. He's thrown 2 touchdown passes, one to Isaiah Jacobs, the other to Carney. And on the ground, the Rams you know, doing fairly well, but they just haven't been able to break open that open run and really establish it effectively. They'll get the one long run or the one first down run, but haven't been able to put maybe two or three together. As you would expect, Isaiah Jacobs, the leading carrier in the ball game, with 12 rushing attempts for 48 yards. Will Keeney's carried the ball five times for 24 yards, including a huge third down conversion that went for about 15 yards on a third and one. And then Dawson Adams has one carry for 11 yards. In the receiving portion of the game, it's Trey Goins with four receptions for 45 yards, but Mario Kirby, who has been very active here in the receiving area, has five receptions for 52 yards. And let's see, Carney, three receptions for 15 yards and the touchdown. So that's kind of where we are here at halftime. The numbers relatively even, and the Rams, as you mentioned, hanging on to that three-point lead with a field goal there with 12 seconds to go in that first half, 17-14 here at halftime.
All right, we'll take another break and be back here in about 3 minutes for the second half. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on KYFM.
Executive Homes is the Owosso home builder that offers standardly included luxury finishes in two distinctive styles. Whether your family prefers the traditional elegance of Executive's award-winning signature style or the contemporary design of its all-new EH transitional homes, each Executive home is built with unparalleled quality at an unbeatable price. Visit executivehomes.com to explore the homes and lots now available in the best neighborhoods throughout Owosso, including the brand-new communities of Boulder Point and Forest Bend.
Hello, Ram Nation. This is Coach Blankenship. Two amazing things happened last year. First, your Owosso Rams were crowned state champions. And second, Jim Glover Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat opened their doors right here in Owosso. And from experience, I can tell you this. The Jim Glover Auto family goes above and beyond to make sure your experience is nothing short of exceptional in both sales and service. So when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, head over to Jim Glover Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, Highway 169 and 106th Street North. Tell them Coach Blankenship sent you.
Getting a mortgage should fit your life. At First United Mortgage Group, we sit down and really get to know you. We answer your questions and ask some of our own so we can best understand your unique situation. The result is a mortgage that is specifically tailored to you and your investment. Call me, J.D. Doris, today at 918-408-4991 or go to my website at okmortgagewizard.com. It's time to spend life wisely and go Rams.
Hey Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. When your school, church, or business needs to look as good as our team, there's only one place to call for custom printed t-shirts, and that's Promo Screen Printing. Their winning team's been dedicated to creating custom apparel for almost 20 years, and they're also a very proud supporter of Owosso football. So when it's time to score great looking custom t-shirts, call Promo Screen Printing or check them out at www.promosusa.com. Promo Screen Printing, quality from art to finish.
If you drive a Ford car like an Audi or a VW, sometimes you have to take it to Tulsa to get it fixed because not everybody works on it. But we have a specialist right here at Owosso, Brewski Auto Technica. Brandon Brewski and the folks at Brewski Auto Technica are your foreign car specialists. Take it to 102B North Atlanta. Let Brandon and the crew work on your car today. They'll give you a fair price and do a great job. And they're big supporters of the Owosso Rams. That's Brewski Auto Technica in downtown Owosso.
There's always a new adventure when a kid has a book to read, and Another Chapter Bookstore in Owosso is here to help. They have the largest children's book selection in town and can help point you to new adventures for children of all ages. Does your kid like story time? They've got that too every week, and of course, they have a wide selection for mom and dad as well. Drop by, have a cup of coffee, and find a great book to read this weekend. It's a perfect way to spend your day at Another Chapter Bookstore in the Tie-In Plaza.
Moore, Oklahoma, Grant Merrill and Steve Mowry along with you. Christian Favalora roaming the sidelines tonight. We definitely appreciate all of you for listening in here on 100.1 KYFM and listening on and watching online at at www.insideofwaso.com. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of high school sports in Class 6A Division I. At last report, Westmore leading Norman 42-27. This is a halftime score, number 3 Union 63, Southmore 0. UConn is up over the Enid Plainsmen 28-0. Putnam City North and Mustang tied at 7 in the third quarter. What would it be like if Mustang could knock off PC North this week and pull an upset there? That would certainly do more to pave the way for Owosso as we get our playoff hunt in order. Norman North up on Edmond North 17-12. Last night, Broken Arrow beat Edmond Memorial 56-0 was the score there. Jinx up over Edmond Santa Fe 21-0. And again, here and more, the Owosso Rams leading 17-14. We'll take another break and be back in 90 seconds for the third quarter of play. You're listening to Owosso Rams Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
When my husband and I got married, we didn't really have the budget for the ring of my dreams. So recently we decided as a couple to upgrade to the jewelry we really wanted. The ring I imagined wasn't in just any store. So like many others in Owosso, we called John E. Kohler. We found out very quickly that if we could dream it, John E. Kohler Jewelry Design could make exactly what we wanted. And the price was great too. Stop by and see their award-winning work for yourself at John E. Kohler Jewelry Design, 9455 North Owosso Expressway in the Tai An Plaza. You'll be glad. Glad you did.
Hey Ram fans, this is Athletic Director Zach Duffield. Every day our student athletes, spirit groups, and band members are working hard to put a quality product on the field and court. They strive every minute to represent Owosso well. This is the same kind of commitment you'll get from InsideOwosso.com. Quality, fair coverage of things happening in our town, and comprehensive coverage of Ram sports from guys like Grant Merrill and Christian Favalora. Log on and see the difference at InsideOwosso.com. Go Rams!
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. It's easy. And every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools. They've given more than a million so far, and they're the only ones doing that.
With approved credit, some restrictions apply. TTCU is federally insured by NCUA. TTCU Federal Credit Union.
So switch to TTCU and be that person who's helping make a difference for our schools.
Back to more. Our score 17-14 here as we start the third quarter. I'm Grant Merrill along with Steve Mowry and Christian Favalora. Steve, second half keys to victory. What are they?
Well, I think the offense has just got to get a little bit better rhythm going, and the defense has done a good job, but give more credit. They've put together two good scoring drives, and I think turnovers in this half may be a key. If the Rams can't come out, and it'd be nice here on this kickoff to get a stop, a three and out would be beautiful, and then get good field position on the Rams' first possession of this second half.
Owosso will kick from left to right. Moore will send their receivers back to the one-yard line to move from right to left on the radio dial. Fresh new 12 minutes put on the clock, and this third quarter is underway. Here's the kick as it's end over end, and it's going to bounce at about the 10-yard line, picked up by the Lions. They'll take it out to the 15, the ball carrier at the 20, up to the 25-yard line, still on his feet, trying to scramble past two defenders. He'll dive forward to the 31 before he's finally stopped. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where Moore will have it first and 10 at their own 31 with 11:48 left to go in the third quarter.
So they'll start with good starting field position to begin this second half. We're going to call upon this Ram defense. I thought they did an outstanding job there in that first half. Talking with some of the coaches in our neighboring booth, Grant, and they echoed the same sentiments that we had. There's just no energy, that we're flat. And, you know, we even talked about that drive over just kind of takes something out of you. There's no crowd here making any noise tonight. And, you know, it almost has some JV senses to it.
First and 10 from the 31. Hyshaw, the quarterback, handing off to the first man through. He's at the 40, up to the 50, still on his feet. down to the 45, down to the 35, down to the 30, finally brought down inside the 29-yard line. And on that run there is going to be Marcus Morris. That is probably the play of the game so far for the Moore Lions.
Yeah, that's exactly what you don't need to happen. And flips the field on one play, and Moore is back in business inside the Ram 30-yard line.
It's 11:36 on the clock. We've got 17-14 is our score. Owosso leading it by three, but Moore trying awfully hard to knock on the door as they'll have it first and 10 from the 28. Twins out to the right side. Highsaw with Marcus Morris next to him in the gun. Off the left hash mark, Highsaw handing off as Morris, the ball carrier, dives through. He'll get down to the 24-yard line, and that is going to be a gain of about three on the play, so that should bring up second down and seven.
Morris is someone they didn't really use in that first half, but he comes in at the running back position, and he is a big young man, 6'2", 205 pounds, and right now he is on two plays shredding this Ram defense.
10:50 left to go in the third quarter. We'll see what they can do here. Is on the left hash mark. Highsaw is ready to take the snap. He fakes a handoff, fumbles the ball, picks it back up, rolls out to the right. In trouble. He's going to be sacked behind the line of scrimmage there by about 5 yards or so, and that's going to be a big, big loss for the Moore Lions on that drive.
Emad Triplett along with Hayden Grant. And also Jaden Thompson, once again, that might be a situation, Grant, where Highshaw maybe tried to do too much, and he's limping around there as he takes the play. He's gimpy on one leg, so let's see what effect that may have here in this second half.
That's going to bring up third down and 11 from the 29-yard line. 10 minutes even left to go.
He's hurting.
In this third quarter, yes, he is.
He's having trouble just getting back to his quarterback position in the shotgun.
Highshaw dropping back to throw. Oh, man, he is nailed.
Baxter.
Completes his pass to Baxter.
Lord have mercy. Coming up is Gage Laney, and he just chopped the big fella down to the ground. He's slow to get up.
Down at the 27-yard line, Baxter was brought to the ground there, and he'll get fourth and eight out of that. But, man, two big defensive plays by Owosso there.
Yeah, they're gonna have to come over here to the table. Highshaw is really having trouble with, I believe it's his left ankle.
All I can think of is that line from Anchorman. Baxter, are you okay? They're going to try a long field goal here. And we'll see what they can do. The kick is going to be just short. No, it's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
It got it over the crossbar.
It went through and tied the ball game. It looked from this vantage point like it was just short. But, yeah, they say it got over the crossbar. And with 9:03 left to play here in this third quarter, we are tied at 17. We will take a break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on InsideOwosso.com and 100.1 KYFM.
Hi, everyone. My name is Molly Merrill, and I'm a sixth grader. You know what? Sometimes school is really hard, and kids like me just need a little help. Luckily, my parents know that families all over Owosso turn to Academic Advantage when their child has a challenge. Right, Dad?
That's right. Dr. Tracy Pitkin and Academic Advantage do much more than just tutoring. Their goal is to identify the problem and customize a plan to overcome the challenge. Find out more by calling 918-231-7669 or log on to Academic Advantage.
Three left to go in the third quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Christian Favalora along with you tonight. Rob Williams keeping all the stats. It's tied at 17 after a Moore Lion field goal as they try to kick it off, Steve. And once again, they kick it out of bounds. They've had a lot of problems just with fundamental kickoffs tonight.
Yeah, and that has got to be the most out-of-bound kicks I can remember seeing in one ball game. And we've got 9:03 left to go here in the third. And it appears, instead of Coach Blankenship making them re-kick it, that he's going to take this one.
Well, if you missed it in that first sequence on the initial kickoff, I mean, he made him re-kick it three times.
Yes.
And three times was finally the charm. 9:03 left to go here in this, the third quarter of play. Will Keeney will be in charge here in just a second. He'll take the snap and drop back to throw, slinging it up the right side of the field. He connects with Keelan Carney at the 38. Carney's brought down at the 39-yard line. So a long pass across the field will result in a gain of about 4 on the play, and that's going to bring up 2nd and 6 for the Rams. 2nd and 5, they say. And they'll spot the ball at the 40-yard line, Steve.
Rams came out with a good spot on that one. And a nice throw, a long throw by Will Keeney right on the money to Carney.
Keeney ready to take the snap here off the right hash mark this time. He'll drop back to throw, slinging it up the right side, trying to connect with Goins. It was overthrown just a little bit as he was chasing after it at about the 28-yard line. And that incomplete pass will bring up 3rd down and 5, ball back to the 40-yard line.
Kurian Walker was the corner here on the near side, and Trey Goins got a good 3 or 4 yards behind him. Will Keeney slapped himself in the hand that time and knows a missed scoring opportunity, just needs to put a little bit more air under the football.
3rd down and 5, Keeney back to throw, looking, guns it back over into the hands of Mario Kirby. It's off his fingertips, intercepted. The Lions running it into the end zone. Touchdown Moore, as getting that interception, picking it off was Jaden West, and he marched right into the end zone unfettered. And the Lions will take up a 23-17 lead with 8:18 left to go in the third quarter. My goodness. Not what you want to see if you're an Owosso fan.
Nope.
So,
now the point after.
We'll see what they do for the point after. They look like they're going to try that old swinging game, but they every time they've done that, they've scrambled into a point after a kick formation, and they'll do that same thing here. They're actually going to go through with kicking it. Well, man, here's the kick. It is up through the uprights and good. It is 24-17, 8:18. Left to go in the third quarter as the Lions take the lead. Game's far from over. We'll take a break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
You get rewards for going to a movie, getting good grades, and airline travel. But are you getting rewards from your bank? If not, it's time to switch to RCB Bank. At RCB Bank, we pay you to bank with us with our rewards checking options. Choose to get paid by cash or interest. Stop by any RCB Bank location to sign up today. For more information, visit our website at rcbbank.com. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC. RCB Bank, that's my bank.
We appreciate Skip Mefford and all the folks over at RCB Bank for being a sponsor of Owosso Ram Football this year. We are back here in Moore. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Kristen Favalora. It's 24-17. The Lions taking their first lead of the ball game, and with a RCB Bank by the number stats update, here's Steve.
Well, it's a real simple play. It's Jaden West. The ball bounced out of the hands, I believe it was Mario Kirby.
Kirby, yep.
And right into the hands of West, almost a look what I found, and he's able to catch it out of the air and return it 41 yards for the Moore Lions touchdown, and they lead by 7.
Barker and Laney back deep to receive. It's going to be picked up by Dawson Adams. Adams at the 24, running at full speed to the 30, brought down at the 35 as he was tackled from behind, and they'll actually start out at about the 37-yard line or so, 1st and 10 for the Owosso Rams, as they've got yardage and scoring to make up in a relatively short order. We've got 8:09 left to go in this third quarter.
Well, you hate to say that this is a must drive, but it really is, Grant, to try to get the momentum back. The Rams got to take the ball down the field, and it's going to have to start with this offensive line.
Now a man in motion to the left. That's Adams. Handoff is actually to Isaiah Jacobs. He tries to power up the middle, gets to the 40-yard line. So a gain of 3 yards will bring up 2nd down and 7 for the Rams with just under 8 minutes to play in this third quarter. At last check, it was a very close game between Putnam City North and Mustang.
Yeah, Putnam City now is back up 14-7 in the third quarter.
But you talk about some back-and-forth games for some teams that looked pretty solid to finish out the season, us included. Keeney rolling out to the right this time. His pass falls short as it was aimed for Trey Goins.
Well, and he was under duress that time and actually tried to throw the football when the defender had his hands on him. Giving that pressure was Cole Karn, a 6'3", 221-pound defensive lineman. And Rams facing some adversity here within district play that they don't see very often on the road.
Twins to each side of the line here on 3rd and 7. Keeney looking to the sideline for a second set of instructions here. Owosso down by 7 if you're just joining us. Keeney taking the snap here, dropping back to throw. He'll sling it left this time, finding Mario Kirby. Kirby down to the 49-yard line, and that is a Westerman Financial Services first down as he'll get to midfield. 7:25 left to go in this third quarter. Clock rolling as they'll move up the chains. They'll actually spot the football at the 48 of the Moore lines. Owosso Rams 2 yards into enemy territory here.
That's a big first down after that interception to get this rolling once again. The Rams starting to get some momentum. Stoppage in play. I'm not sure what's going on here.
Yeah, they've got a brief delay in the action here. Don't forget, coming up, we'll have a full recap here on InsideOwosso.com of all that you've seen tonight. Christian Favalora will be writing the recap, and Coach Lord Merrill's got the camera and all the photos tonight. So appreciate all the hard work our crew's doing here on the sideline. 7:21 left to play. Keeney with a running back behind him. That's Jacobs. Jacobs will take the handoff. He tries to drive up the middle.
Bounces to the outside.
Yeah, bounces to the outside at the 40, down to the 35-30. Ran out of bounds near the 30-yard line, and that should be enough for another Westerman Financial Services first down as they'll move up those chains once again.
Yeah, starting to see Isaiah Jacobs run with a little more purpose here and try to boost some energy into this Ram offense as they're going to line up and try to speed things up.
First and 10 from the left hash mark this time. Keeney ready to take the snap. He's got twins out to the right and a man split to the left. Keeney rolling to the right, connects with an open receiver, Keelan Carney. Carney's going to be brought down at the 24-yard line, and on the stop there for the Moore Lions, that is going to be Kieran Walker, and that'll bring up second down and 1 to go.
This might be where you take a shot at 2nd and 1, and you can come back with the quarterback sneak to get the first down, or Coach Blankenship may do it right here.
Everybody close in here. Will Keeney ready to take the snap. Carney in motion to the left. Handoff, Isaiah Jacobs. He should get that first down as he powers through to about the 21-yard line. They'll move up those chains. Another Westerman Financial Services first down puts it at 1st and 10 at the 22-yard line as little by little, the Rams still trying to beat their way into more territory here. 1st and 10 Rams. Jacobs gets a quick toss from Keeney. He's down to the 20, brought down to the 18-yard line, stuffed and stopped by two more defenders, as that was Dylan Mallett and Dylan Buckheit making that stop there to bring up 2nd and 6 now for the Owosso Rams.
Clock continues to roll as we approach 6 minutes to go here in this third period. And this has been one of the few times the Rams have actually trailed in district play.
From the 18-yard line, trips to the left this time. Keeney back to handoff. Isaiah Jacobs with room in front of him. He's at the 15, down to the 10, still inside at the 7-yard line. And that's where he's dragged out of bounds. Another Westerman Financial Services first down that will bring up 1st and goal now, Steve, for these Rams.
That was a great run by Isaiah Jacobs out on the left side, tried to break the edge, and he was able to, with a great block by his wide receiver, Preston Hendricks, allowing him to get to the outside, and again, a favorable matchup with a defensive back.
5:44 left to play here, 24-17 our score. Keeney ready to take the snap here. Man in motion to the left is Carney. Handoff, Isaiah Jacobs trying to bust up the middle, get inside the 5, so about a yard's gain. We'll bring up 3rd and goal from maybe the 4.5.
This may be Mario Kirby time again as well. It looked like Moore Lions had 7, almost 8 blue shirts within the box, and that's very tough to run against.
5:23 left to go. This clock rolling as Moore leads at 24-17, but Owosso's knocking on the door.
See if Will Keeney doesn't throw out of this formation.
Keeney dropping back to throw, slings it right side, open receiver into the end zone, touchdown Owosso. Ladies and gentlemen, Mario Kirby, look at that.
It's almost like we just heard it.
Nostradamus Mowry with the prediction on that one. Good job.
Awesome job by Will Keeney. He drew the entire defense. There were three blue shirts in his face. Mario Kirby was unabated to the outside, and it was an easy score as he scampers into the end zone.
Steve will be providing psychic readings from 9 to noon tomorrow at Mowry Chapel, so y'all stop by and see him. 5:05 left to play here. Here's the kick. It's up through the uprights and good. We are tied at 24, 5:05 left to play. In this third quarter, we'll take a break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Your rollover shouldn't cause a turnover. Hi, I'm Mike Westerman with Westerman Financial Services. Just like the Owosso Rams have great coaches on the football field, you should have a great coach in your financial planning that can help you avoid costly pitfalls. Whether it is a rollover, retirement planning, saving for college, or wealth management, we'd love to visit with you about your goals. Westerman Financial Services. Call 918-401-9100 or stop by our office on 86th Street. Go Rams!
Five left to go in the third quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Christian Favalora, Rob Williams along with you tonight. And we appreciate each and every one of you making us a part of your evening as we're tied at 24. 5:05 left to go in the third quarter. And with another RCB Bank by the numbers drive summary, here's Steve.
That was a 10-play, 63-yard drive. It took 3:04 off the clock, and it ended up being Will Keeney, 5-yard touchdown pass to Mario Kirby, and get the Rams tied back up in this ball game. Now it's time for this Ram defense to get a stop.
Owosso will kick it away from left to right. Up the middle of the field it goes. They'll pick it up in the out of bounds at the 5-yard line.
I don't believe I've ever been to a game where there have been this many balls kicked out of bounds.
Well,
and I always thought that was one thing you just could not allow to happen.
Well, they've allowed it. 5:05 left to go, and we'll see what happens here. Don't forget, after the ball game tonight, you could stop by one of your three Owosso McDonald's locations. Download the app today. I've heard more excitement about the McRib coming back. And I hear our TV guys up there pumping their fists, Brandon Brewer and Brock Crawford. So if you see them in town, order them a McRib. They need it. But we appreciate them being sponsors of our broadcast here. Handoff, Marcus Morris up the left side to the 50, down to the 45-40, down to the 30-yard line. And he's finally stopped by Jaden Thomas. And boy, you give more an inch, they're going to take it a mile in this third quarter, Steve.
Yeah, and they have found a running game. We talked about the Rams making adjustments at halftime, but give Coach Brad Hill credit, too. His staff has made some adjustments, and they've seen something here on the left side where all the success has been with this the new running back, if you will, Marcus Moore, Morris.
Tied at 24, 4:56 left to play, Twins to the right. One man to the left, a handoff, Morris up the right side, gets down to the 28-yard line, so that'll be a gain of about 4 on the play.
4 white shirts around him that time as Hayden Grant gets up, and Ahmad Triplett, also Keewon Hay, Deuce Mayberry, we haven't called his name much tonight, but he came right up and met Morris head on to make the initial stop.
Glad to see our man Deuce back into action.
Yes.
He is been sorely missed. Second down and 7 from the 28-yard line. 4:23 left to play in third quarter action. As Hyshaw ready to take the snap here.
How about a big sack?
We could use one right now. Handoff. First man through is going to bust up to about the 21-yard line. Your crystal ball may need a little bit of cleaning there, Steve.
Yep. James Mukes on the carry as he just goes straight between the guards. That's going to be a first down for the Moore Lions.
So they'll move up the chains.
All of this on the ground.
Spot the ball at the 21-yard line. We hit the four-minute mark, and we've hit 9 o'clock. You're listening to Ram Football on KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville. As we're here in Moore, Oklahoma tonight, tied at 24. Clock rolling on first and 10. Hyshaw ready to take the snap as he splits the hash marks, dropping back to throw. He'll find an open receiver. Touchdown, Moore Lions. They are into the end zone, and that is Buckheit running it in a couple of yards. He caught it at the 3 and then marched right in at the 3:32 mark. So Moore will take a 30-24 lead. Man.
There wasn't much resistance that series.
Oh, boy. We'll see what they decide to do here. They're still lining up in that swinging gate formation, and they'll probably line up to kick it here. Well, there they go. They're fixing up their play here. I'm not sure why they do that, but
if you give them the wrong look, they'll go for two.
Here's the kick. It's up on the way through the uprights and good. And our score is 31-24, 3:32 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. Back for the kick right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
Hello, Ram fans. This is Coach Blankenship. The Owosso Rams are all about building great character. Hard work, honesty, and commitment are just a few things we instill in our players every day. So when you want an insurance agent that brings those things to the table, call Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu in Owosso. He'll work hard to make sure you get the right coverage for your family at the most affordable price. Call 928-4545 or visit insurewithkeith.com. Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu, proud to support your Owosso Rams.
It's 31-24. Owosso trailing as they reach the 3:32 mark. Moore ready to kick it away from right to left on the radio dial. Steve and RCB Bank by the numbers scoring drive summary. What did we have on that one there?
Well, it was just Moore going down the field, had the long run by Marcus Morris that really set everything up that time for the Lions. It only took 4 plays, 65 yards. And it culminated with a 21-yard touchdown pass, Buckeye from Hyshaw.
Kickoff returned by Dawson Adams. He'll get to the 30-yard line, and that is where he'll take over first and 10. Dateline, Afton, Oklahoma. Third quarter action there. Rejoice Christian leading Afton 62-8. And watching that football game there on the shores of Grand Lake is inside Owosso.com's Katie Dillard. She'll have a full recap of that ball game afterwards, complete with pictures.
So. Is that a final?
No, that's third quarter. 62-8, third quarter was what she just told me. So
Moore has put together 4 straight scoring drives.
Slinging it to the left side is Keeney. He'll connect with Isaiah Jacobs. No gain and even some loss.
Yeah, this Moore defense is just swarming and attacking the football right now.
Yeah, they are doing everything that they can.
They are coming up and sucking up those passes into the flat. Just those swing passes. We haven't really all night long, I don't know that we've attacked the field through the air down the middle of the field anywhere. Everything's been to the outside or streak routes by the wideouts.
That'll bring up second and 12. Twins to each side of the line here. Taking the snap is Keeney. He's dropping back to throw, gunning it up the middle of the field. It was aimed at Goins. He wasn't in the position to make the catch, and that'll bring up third down and 12 from the 28. 2:47 left to go in this third quarter, 31-24. The Moore Lions leading it by 7. The Rams will send twins to each side. Keeney lined up with Jacobs next to him in the gun. He'll take the snap here, dropping back to throw. Keeney gunning it long up the right side of the field, trying to connect with Goins. He couldn't get it. Man,
just again out over his outstretched hands. There have been 3 good opportunities for the Rams to possibly get touchdowns on passes to Trey Goins, who again beats his defender on the outside and We just have not been able to make that connection here tonight, and it may come back to bite the Rams. We're down to 240 here in this third quarter. Moore has scored on their last four drives, and they're getting ready to get the football back.
That'll bring up fourth down and 12 as Alex Haight will punt it away for Owosso. Wobbly punt is going to be caught fairly at the 42-yard line, and that is where Moore will take over first and 10, moving from right to left on the radio dial. 2:33 left to go in third quarter action. Rams trailing by 7. And in district play, as you mentioned earlier, Steve, this is a point that, this is a trend that Owosso hasn't seen in any of the last few ball games.
Yeah.
They had to come from behind to beat Southmore, but by this time in the ball game, they had it
well in hand.
Hyshaw, the quarterback, ready to take the snap here. He's got Morris next to him who takes the handoff. He takes it up the left hash mark and gets to the 44-yard line before he's brought down by Jaden Thomason.
And Keewon Hay.
Yeah, those two.
That's after running into Kamen Severs. So hopefully this defense will start firing off the football and making a play. But give credit to Moore. They've done a good job of mixing the running backs, especially since they've brought in Morris.
Give Hay and Thomason that. They looked like they were bouncing someone out of a club on that last play with the intensity that they had there on the field. A minute 57 left to go. Third quarter action, 31-24 our score. Twins to the right now. Hyshaw taking the snap. Flags flying, multiple flags
gonna,
there.
We're going to have movement against Moore, and that's the penalty we've been looking for to try to back them up. That'll make it a second and long. I think that's the first penalty in this second half against Moore. They were penalty-free up to that point, and that may be what this Ram defense needs to stop a drive. Of course, you can't give up a big play and let them get a first down, so let's see if we can get a couple of downs here together and get a stop.
Second down and 14, ball spotted at the 39-yard line. Twins to the right side here. Hyshaw rolling out to the right, slinging it back to the left this time and connecting with Mukes. Mukes dropped the football and recovered it. Got back up to the 38-yard line, and that was a play that went disastrous for the Moore Lions.
It did, but it could have been a disaster for the Rams had Matt Lohr from his defensive tackle position not read that and popped back out here. That could have been a big play for the Lions, so credit Matt Lohr with a huge defensive play. Now it's going to be third and almost 20 for the Moore Lions.
Third and a country mile.
Big play here.
We'll see what they can do with it.
Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Rams trailing by 7. They desperately need a defensive stop here.
Twins to the right. Hyshaw ready to take the snap off the left hash mark. He looks to the sideline for another set of instructions from his coach here. Hyshaw now handing it off. First man through is
Hayden Grant.
Hayden Grant comes down on top of him.
Keewon Hay and then Hilton Mosby. So that's the play we're looking for. It's going to be fourth and long.
Head-on collision there with fourth and about 20 to go. They back him up anymore, they'll be over in Purcell by the time that our defense gets done with him.
And it looks like Coach Hill's going to let this clock run out, and we're going to move to the fourth quarter. Trailing by 7, but the Rams are going to get this punt.
3 in the books. Do or die time here in Moore, Oklahoma. It's Moore 31, Owosso 24. We'll take a 1-minute break and be back for the fourth quarter right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Grant Merrill for my friends at Christian Brothers Automotive. Sometimes your car can throw you a curveball. A few weeks ago, on a hot 100-degree day, the air conditioner in my Ford just completely quit working. Some people might spend hours researching reviews, but for the Merrill family, there's no question that our cars go to Christian Brothers Automotive. Ray Adcock and his crew had our problem fixed in a few hours and even had a courtesy shuttle to take me back to the office. They'll do the same for you. Stop by Christian Brothers Automotive just south of 96th and Garnett.
At St. John, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens, and that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. John do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture, and with care teams who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSTJohnCare.com.
More, our score 31-24. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, and the one and only Christian Favalora down on the sideline. Christian?
Oh, guys, it's all hands on deck down here. That last possession, typically we see a lot of coaches, at least a few players under the tent on the television looking at plays, on the iPad, whatever, going over what they can. It was empty. Empty as can be. Everybody was toeing the line, trying to see what was going to become of that last possession because, as you know, the Rams have played from behind a few times before, but you never want to have to do it.
All right, it'll be all hands on deck as the Moore Lions punt it away. Christian, we'll check in with you. Gage Laney calling for the fair catch as we're back to action here, and we've got a late flag thrown. So, Owosso looking to come from behind in this ball game, 31-24 our score. Appreciate all of Christian's hard work. Don't forget he'll have the recap of tonight's ball game on InsideOwosso.com immediately after the broadcast. And later this evening, I know we've got the scoreboard show here on KWI and or KYFM 100.1 as they will be going over all the scores from the Green Country region. 11:55 left to go here, first and 10. Owosso at the 33-yard line. Rams moving from right to left. Twins to each side of the line here. Keeney ready to take the snap. Hands off to keeps it. Fakes the handoff. Runs up the middle. Gets up to the 46-yard line. Flags flying late, Steve, but he should have a good first down here.
Yeah, and let's see if that's going to be a late hit or a personal foul, and I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with that. Will tried to slide, but actually, it wasn't feet first. He was going head first. That may be an additional break for the Rams. Oh, they're going to say face mask.
Oh, boy.
That's why he slid awkwardly there at the end, is his face mask was grabbed, and I think they called it maybe the five-yard variety. Let's see what they do. I think it was just the 5-yard.
Move up the chain, so it'll be first and 10 from our own 49. Keeney, quick handoff to Isaiah Jacobs. He'll get into the 45 to the 40, still on his feet at the 37, but ran out of bounds. 12-yard gain, Steve.
Nice run by Isaiah Jacobs, again running with more purpose here in this second half, but getting good blocks by his wide receivers out on the right side.
Another Westerman Financial Services first down will make it first and 10 from the 39-yard line. Rams on the march trying to get to a position to tie this thing. Twins to the left now. Keeney off that right hash mark, ready to roll. Takes the snap, handing off to Isaiah Jacobs. Jacobs trying to find a hole, gets down to the 36-yard line. A short gain of 3 yards will bring up second down and 7. 11:22 and the clock rolling. Everything crucial in this ballgame. Man, you say everything crucial, Steve. I mean, we're talking about a really, really big game with a lot on the line.
Yes.
In more ways than one. Hand off Isaiah Jacobs. He rolls out to the left side, getting down to about the 31-yard line.
Boy, just a good job by the Moore Lions, as they've done all night, to just string that play out and maintain the edge all the way into the boundary. No room, really, for Jacobs to be able to just plant and turn up field.
Third down and 3, ball spotted at the 32-yard line. 10:33 and the clock rolling.
Taking a lot of time.
Now from the left hash mark, Keeney on the keeper, diving forward, dragging the whole defense with him. He gets down to about the 30. I don't know that he's close enough for the first down
either, but I think this, we're going to have a late penalty.
Oh, boy.
Got to be. There was a late shove there, and the referee went to his belt but did not pull out the flag. Wow. I thought that was obvious.
Well, that's awfully
close. Apparently I was the only one.
Fourth down and 2. Ball at the 31-yard line. 9:47 left to go in this ball game. And now they'll call a timeout. Moore is going to talk things over. We'll take a break with them and be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
With McDonald's $1-$2-$3 menu, you can choose among favorites like a delicious bacon McDouble for just $2. Just $2 for two 100% beef patties, melty American cheese, and, wait for it, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. So for all the bacon fans out there, and you know who you are, come get your bacon fix without breaking the bank. That sounds almost as good as, well, bacon. Build your meal with favorites like the $2 bacon McDouble on the McDonald's $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hey Owosso, this is Coach Blankenship reminding you that when you need help with your roof, do business with the local guys that put integrity first. Zach Harbaugh's crew at Duralast Roofing brings a two-decade track record of hard work and great experience to your project, and they'll treat your home like it's their own. Durable, affordable, and built to last. Duralast Roofing in Owosso, 918-906-7800, or visit them online at duralastroofing.com.
From the 31-yard line for the Owosso Rams, 9:44 left to play here, and it's do-or-die time in this ball game. These Rams ready to go for it here. Keeney with a quick toss to Isaiah Jacobs. He dives forward.
He's short.
He's short of the first down, and that'll turn things around for Moore as they'll take it over first and 10 on their own 30-yard line.
He tried to run outside, plant his right foot, and then dart upfield, and he just got cut down underneath before he could get that extra yard. And so the Lions are going to take over first and 10 after holding the Rams.
9:40 left to play here, 31-24 our score. We'll see what they can do here. Moore slow to come bring their team back onto the field, but
they've used the clock to their advantage by not calling any plays till the play clock gets under 10 seconds.
And a flag flying is they can't even get their playoff here.
I think we had offside here on the near receiver.
Christian Favalora just texted me from the sideline. He said, during that timeout, Dusty Keeney ran a contact lens from the top row to the sideline to Will and back to the top row all within the span of a minute. That's a mom that'll do anything for
her
kid
right
there.
Pretty athletic.
First down and 15 from the 25-yard line. Back to throw is Highshaw. He connects with Buckhite. Buckhite gets up to the 35-yard line. 10-yard gain there off of a 5-yard penalty will bring up second down and 5.
I haven't seen much in the passing game from Moore here in the second half, partly due because they've been so effective running the football. And we're able to take the lead on that interception.
9:10 left to go with this ball game. 31-24 our score. Highshaw ready to take the snap here. Twins out to the right side of the line. They'll snap it to him. Highshaw tackled as he...
Yeah, Hayden Grant was right in his face before he could throw the football, and it was floating up there for a moment. And I saw several defenders pointing. There was a key that they all read immediately that was to the benefit of the Ram defense.
Third down and 5. 8:58 left to play here. 31-24 our score.
Can't allow a first down here. Got to get the football back and get the offense back on the field and get something in the end zone.
Third and 5 is where they'll mark it on the field. 35-yard line is where they've got it. Highshaw ready to take the snap. Twins to the right side of the line here. Highshaw back to throw. Slings it up the middle of the field as it was intended for an open receiver, Morrow, I believe, or Drew Johnston, actually, but fell short there, and that'll bring up fourth down and 5. They'll have to bring out the kicking teams.
That's the first three and out that Moore has had here in the second half, I know.
So, with 8:54 left to go, Owosso needing to take advantage of a gift here.
Yeah, that's a huge defensive stop, and they reared up that time and made the plays necessary, forcing Moore to throw, which also stops the clock at 8:54.
So back to receive is going to be Gage Laney. He will set up shop at about the 30-yard line, and as is customary, he will, well, I thought he would call for the fair catch, but he decided to take a run for it, and they stopped him just as soon as he got on his feet. There was a monster stop there for Moore's big number 33. That's Blake Jacquez, maybe like Jacquez Washington. I'm not sure how you say that, but anyway, with 8:44 left to go, the clock has stopped, and that'll bring up first and 10 for the Rams from the 30-yard line. So really do-or-die time for Owosso here. We've got to dial some things up quickly to tie this thing and figure out how to get out of here with a win. Trips to the right now. Keeney takes the snap, dropping back to throw. He'll sling it over to Keelan Carty. Carty up to the 39, still on his feet, gets the first down, knocked out at the 43-yard line. Move up those chains. It's another Westerman Financial Services first down. 8:35 left to go. 31-24 our score. And we have seen Owosso this year engineer fourth quarter victories that were improbable. This one's probable. Handoff, Isaiah Jacobs rolling out to the left side, gets to the 45-yard line before being dragged down by Hyshaw, who's playing on the defensive side of the football as well. 8:23 in the clock rolling.
Isaiah Jacobs just unable to break that last man on the edge. Moore all night long has kept someone out there and use the sideline as that 12th defender.
Second down and 7. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line. Trips to the right now as Will Keeney takes it off the left hash mark. Man in motion to the left is Kirby as he makes some adjustments there. Keeney back to throw. Slings it right side and connects with the open Grant Van Landingham. And down to the 47 is where they'll spot it. That'll bring up third and a few inches for the Owosso Rams.
Great catch by Van Landingham that time as the ball thrown behind him, but Grant was able to reach back and bring it in. That was an important reception for the Rams to keep this drive alive.
7:30 left to play here as they'll jump forward. Will Keeney on the keeper drags his team across the line with him and gets the first down. Move up those chains. He made it to the 45 on a 3-yard gain. 7:24 left to go in this one. Somewhere just west of Monkey Island, Oklahoma, our own Katie Dillard is filing a recap on Rejoice Christian's victory, 62-16 the final, as the Eagles go on to beat Afton tonight. So congratulations to Brent Marley and company, 9-0 on the season. Back to throw Keeney as he'll sling it up the left side to Trey Goins. Goins will split out to the 43. And as that one seems to fall incomplete, according to the referee, that'll bring up second down and 10. So they'll bring the ball back to the 46-yard line. Keeney ready to take the snap with twins to each side. Three-step drop, he's looking. He'll fire it up the middle to Grant Van Landingham. Van Landingham to the 32-yard line. And they'll move up those chains on a 14-yard gain for another Westerman Financial Services first down.
That was the best throw of the night by Will Keeney.
He threw
a dart right in the chest of Van Landingham, who had to make an effort. He caught it at about maybe 8 or 9 yards and just powered himself for that first down. Keeps the drive alive and moves the chains. Now down at the Moore Lion 33-yard line.
First and 10 from the 33. 7:05 left to play here. 31-24 our score. Owosso trying to get into the position to knock on the door for another touchdown to tie this thing. Keeney. This
will be the 7th play of the drive.
Keeney getting a second set of instructions from Bill Blankenship on the sideline.
Taking a lot of time off the clock.
Yeah, he is. Ready to take the snap here. Twins to each side, and Isaiah Jacobs in the backfield behind him. Keeney dropping back to throw, gunning it way up the field, aiming for Van Landingham, and he overthrew him just a bit.
It's been the problem here all evening on those long go routes. On the outside.
Second and 10 from the 33. 6:37 left to play in this one. 31-24, the Moore Lions continuing with a 7-point lead over the Owosso Rams.
Something we haven't seen tonight, Grant, is some type of a wheel route, maybe with Jacobs out of the backfield. Run the defenders deep and get it to Jacobs.
Back to throw is Keeney. He guns it up the field again, aiming for Peyton Lusk. Can he catch it? No. That should have been pass interference. They did not throw the flag. Oh, my goodness. Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles each could have seen that one. But, no, they do not throw the flag. And that'll bring up third down and 10.
Well, we're obviously in four down territory, and the Rams need to think now about picking up the first down. They don't need the touchdown on this play. Just pick something for the touchdown. That was the first time I can recall seeing Peyton Lusk in the ball game here this evening, or at least an attempt to him.
And now back to throw is Keeney, looking for another person to pass it to. He'll throw it right side this time, and it's almost picked off. Yes, it is picked off. Oh, man. Picked off near the 21-yard line. Goodness gracious.
That's Jaden West once again. He actually, it looked like he went up over the back, legally, of Mario Kirby and just snatched the ball out of the air.
So they'll turn things around. First and 10 from their own 18-yard line. That's where Moore will have it. Oh, my goodness. Well, that just means we've got a lot more work to do here.
Well, just get a stop and get a lot of time left. Just get a stop. We're okay.
Try to throw it down to Christian here in just a second and see what the...
He may not be able to catch it either.
Well, I don't know. First and 10 from the 17-yard line. Christian, what are you seeing down there?
Well, guys, could that have gone much worse? Will was just trying to get out of that play with a little positive yardage. That was a heck of an athletic play. The same guy who batted down the touchdown pass right before halftime.
Hand off to Marcus Morris. He's going to get up to about the 27-yard line, 28-yard line. Christian, 6:09 left to go. Still all hands on deck on the Owosso sideline. What's the mood down there?
Well, we talked about that tent earlier with the plays on the television. It's crammed right now. The entire offense is looking at what they could have done differently there. Really, a pass comes better out of Will Kinney's hand 2 plays later. We're looking at a tie ball game. But these are the things that happen when one or both of these teams has playoffs on the line.
All right, we'll throw it down to Christian here in just a few. Second down and 5 for the Moore Lions as Hyshaw is ready to take the snap here. He does so, handing off to the first man through, Marcus Morris, up to the 26-yard line. And that is going to be a gain to bring up third down and 2. 3-yard gain for the Moore Lions. Well, they'll say third down and 1, actually. 5:12 and the clock rolling here.
Right now, Coach Hill just working this clock, milking this 7-point lead. And
Hyshaw ready to take the snap.
This may be a play. Coach Klink, the defensive coordinator, just brings everybody.
And now Hyshaw jumping up and down as they get that snap off, but they called a timeout right before they snapped the football, and they're going to enforce it. 4:48 left to go here, as when we come back, it'll be third down and 1 with the ball on the 26. Moore trying to get a third down conversion with 4:48 left to play back in 30 seconds. This is Owosso Ram football.
Hey, this is Pastor Bruce McCarty with Owosso First Assembly. Our church family is proud of the Owosso Rams this football season, and we'd like to invite your family to our services this weekend. We meet at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We have O-Town services for our kids, and young people are invited to be a part of our Extreme Youth Ministry. Come see us this Sunday or watch our services online at owossofirst.com. You're always welcome at Owosso First Assembly.
Adam. 1. Ball spotted at the 26-yard line out of the timeout with 4:48 left to go here in this ball game. I'm Grant Merrill along with Steve Mowry. Moore leading it 31-24, and Hyshaw, the quarterback, taking the snap here. He runs up the middle and gets his first down as he dives forward to the 30-yard line on a 5-yard gain.
You knew that was coming, and the Rams could not stop it.
Daniel Hyshaw, a talented kid on both sides of the football, and he has been everything he was advertised as tonight. First and 10 from the 29-yard line, 4:40 left to play. The Rams down by 7. And you can see that Moore is just trying to milk as much time off this clock as they can. Long, extended visits in the huddle, keeping the ball on the ground. Hyshaw handing off. Buckheit. No, that's Mukes, actually.
That's a great tackle by Gage Laney to come up. It may not be much gain at all, if any.
He stopped him for sure, as Gage Laney just kind of coming out of nowhere to get that done. 4:03 left to play in this one. 31-24 our score.
Yeah, no gain on the play, so 2nd and 10. Moore will go back to the huddle. The play clock starts down to 15 with 3:52 to go here in this fourth period.
3:48 left to go here as Hyshaw has it on the right hash mark. He's got Marcus Morris in the gun next to him. He'll take the snap here. Hyshaw on the keeper trying to run up the left side. He gets tackled by 5 different Owosso Rams. Hayden Grant, the ringleader of that gang there. Wow. That'll bring up 3rd down and 11. We've got a timeout on the field taken by Owosso. 3:31 left to play here. Our score, 31-24. Rams trailing by 7. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Owosso Ram football presented by InsideOwosso.com.
The decision to buy or sell a home is among the biggest that most families will ever make. Don't leave the details on real estate to just anyone. Call agent Kelly Lewis with RE/MAX Results Realty. Kelly Lewis is a seasoned real estate professional who's involved with every aspect of our community. From being active in our chamber to even serving on our city council, Kelly Lewis is all about Owosso. Call in a trusted name that knows our town the next time you buy or sell a home. Kelly Lewis with RE/MAX Results, 918-833-0545.
All right, left to go in this one. 31-24, the Boer Lions leading Owosso by 7. I'm Grant Merrill along with Steve Mowry here on KYFM and online at InsideOwosso.com as Hyshaw takes it off the right hash mark for the Boer Lions. He slings it up the middle of the field, connects with Buckheit. Buckheit running free to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Moore Lions. He ran into the end zone unfettered, and there are no flags. 37-24 our score with 3:20 left to play in this one. And on senior night, these Lions are just showing off in the fourth quarter.
That was a great throw and catch from Hyshaw to Buckheit, and then Buckheit just outran the coverage. He's been harassing our defense all night long in the secondary, and they were able to pull that one off with 3:20 left to go. Now the Rams really in a difficult spot.
Buckheit and Hyshaw have worked well together on both sides of the ball all night long, and they've been quite the tandem here for the Boer Lions. 3:20 left to go. They'll try the extra point here. Oh, no, it's a fake. They roll out to the right, slinging it right side. The pass is incomplete, and the two-point attempt null and void. So it is 37-24, 3:20 left to play here in this ball game. And the Owosso Rams are going to have to get to work if they want a miracle here. Stay with us. The kick in 30 seconds. This is Owosso Ram football presented by InsideOwosso.com on KYFM.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Athletic Director Zach Duffield. Every day, our student athletes, spirit groups, and band members are working hard to put a quality product on the field and court. They strive every minute to represent Owosso well. This is the same kind of commitment you'll get from InsideOwosso.com. quality, fair coverage of things happening in our town. And comprehensive coverage of Ram sports from guys like Grant Merrill and Christian Favalora. Log on and see the difference at InsideOwosso.com. Go Rams!
For our score, 3:20 left to play in this ball game as the Moore Lions take a 13-point lead over the Owosso Rams tonight. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, and Rob Williams, along with Christian Favalora, joining you from Lion Country tonight. Moore getting ready to punt it away, and Steve, on that scoring drive, it was pretty simple.
Yeah, just an easy throw and catch from Highshaw to Buckhite, who had gotten down the middle of the field behind the defense, and Highshaw laid probably his best pass of the evening to his mate, Buckhite. 72-yard touchdown pass, and Buckhite showed his speed as he ran it into the end zone. It's 37-24.
A short kick caught by Dawson Adams. He called for the fair catch at the 27-yard line, and that is where Owosso will take over first and 10. So, Owosso needing to pull together something short of a miracle here is, fall back behind two touchdowns here with just moments to go in this ball game.
Yeah, you got to go down and get a touchdown as quick as possible and come back and try an onside kick. But your back is really against the wall now.
Will Keeney off the left hash mark, ready to take the snap. He does so, rolling to the right this time, looking to throw. Keeney marching forward. Can't throw it. He runs instead. He slides into a first down. Late flags flying. He got all the way up to the 42-yard line, so about a 15-yard gain there.
We're going to have a personal foul against Moore as Will slid feet first this time, and someone decided to go ahead and come in and hit him, so that should move the ball well across midfield.
Well, every little bit helps, and we've got 3:08.
Clock stopped, sure.
Left to go here. 37-24 our score. They'll move up the chains. Another Westerman Financial Services first down.
Actually called a personal foul face mask against the Moore Lions.
According to a television producer extraordinaire Brock Crawford, that's the second time they've done that tonight. Quick reverse into the hands of Mario Kirby it goes. He'll get down to the 40, to the 35-30. Brought down near the 25-yard line. Owosso gaining significant yardage on that one. And call that up as another Westerman Financial Services first down. The chains moving forward.
And the lead blocker on that was Will Keeney out there on the near side trying to get extra yardage. But that's a play I think would have worked earlier in the evening. As heavily pursuing this defense has been all night, maybe this will settle them down. See what Will does here, maybe a throw to the end zone.
First and 10 from the 25, Keeney slinging it up the right side, finding Trey Goins. Goins brought to the ground just inside the 20. So a gain of about 5 on the play, 2:30 left to go here. And Owosso not giving up by any stretch of the imagination. Twins to each side. Keeney on the right hash mark, 2:20 in the clock rolling here. Will back to throw this time. Finds a man open on the right side. He tried a pass to Preston Hendricks, but it bounced off of him, and that is going to bring up third down and 4.
Tried to turn up field too quickly before he had possession of the football, and as he turned his head, the ball bounced off his chest.
2:16 left to go here, 37-24 our score. Keeney ready to take the snap. Man in motion to the right. Kirby, as he switches things around. Keeney trying to pass it left to Grant Van Landingham. It fell short.
Well, Van Landingham had not even come out of his route, didn't even know the football was coming. That was a miscommunication, either quarterback or wide receiver that time.
If you want the most heroic play of the year for the Owosso, be the one that converts this fourth down right here. That's what we need right now. Keeney ready to take the snap, but we got a timeout on the field. 2:14 left to play in this one. We'll take a 30-second break. It's Moore 37 to Wasso 24. You're listening to Ram Football on KYFM.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
Here in Moore, 37 to 24, our score. I'm sorry, it's 2:14 left to go in this ball game. Keeney on fourth down and four, ready to take the snap right here from the right hash mark with twins to each side of the line. He'll look things over. Keeney dropping back. Fires it to the right side. They'll get the first down. Mario Kirby marching inside to the 8-yard line. Move up those chains. This thing's still alive for the Rams.
I think we got by with one that time, though, Grant, because it looked like someone on the right side maybe took an extra two-step start before the play started. But thank you.
Well, we'll take the gift. First a goal from the 9-yard line. Twins to each side. And now back to throw is Keeney. Keeney looking, still looking, rolling out to the left, trying to find somebody. He gets it out of his hands. Nobody there to pass it to. He was tackled as he released it. And at the 2-minute mark, that is going to bring up second down and 9.
Had plenty of time, just couldn't get a receiver wide open. Trying to run across the back of the end zone. Grant Van Lanningham was over there, but I think Will just decided to throw it out of bounds, threw it actually out of the back of the end zone.
2 minutes to go, 37-24 our score, twins to each side of the line. Second and goal from the 9. As Keeney drops back to throw, he'll sling it up the middle of the field. Is it caught?
Yes.
Yes, touchdown to Wasso. Oh, my. They will go into the end zone, and Trey Goins, it looks like, made the catch. Was that Trey or was that Carney?
Carney.
Keelan Carney, the freshman, with his second touchdown of the night. Holy smokes. And now we've got a Moore player that's down.
Yeah, he and Isaiah Jacobs collided. Jacobs goes off the field trying to shake the cobwebs out. I can't see a number at this point in time.
1:54 left to play while they tend to the injured player. We'll take a 30-second break and be back after this. Touchdown to Wasso. This thing's still interesting. Stay with us. You're listening to a Wasso Ram Football on KYFM.
Hi, everyone. My name is Molly Merrill, and I'm a sixth grader. You know what? Sometimes school is really hard, and kids like me just need a little help. Luckily, my parents know that families all over Owosso turn to Academic Advantage when their child has a challenge. Right, Dad?
That's right. Dr. Trissy Pitkin and Academic Advantage do much more than just tutoring. Their goal is to identify the problem and customize a plan to overcome the challenge. Find out more by calling 918-231-7669 or log on to Academic Advantage.
Johnson will try the extra point here for the Owosso Rams as he lines up to try to make it a 37-31 ball game. Here's the kick. It is up through the uprights and good. 37-31 our score. A minute 54 left to play. As Owosso pulls within 6, we'll take a 30-second timeout back after this. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
You get rewards for going to a movie, getting good grades, and airline travel. But are you getting rewards from your bank? If not, it's time to switch to RCB Bank. At RCB Bank, we pay you to bank with us with our rewards checking options. Choose to get paid by cash or interest. Stop by any RCB Bank location to sign up today. For more information, visit our website at rcbbank.com. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC. RCB Bank, that's my bank.
Seven 37-31, our score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Christian Favalora along with you. A minute 54 left to play. And Steve Mowry, if you are Bill Blankenship, you do what right here?
Well, I think you got to have an onside kick. And that's how they're going to line up. I wasn't sure there at first, but you got to get an onside kick. Hope for a recovery because you only have two timeouts left and a minute 54 to go in the ball game.
Alex Haight will kick it away here at the 40-yard line and try for that onside. We'll see what he can do here. They are holding off and ready to roll. Here's the kick. Oh, they try to pounce on it.
It's on the ground.
It's on the ground. Do we have it?
I think Moore is able to dive on it.
Yeah,
and come
they say
up with
Moore's
the football.
Got it. They say Moore's got it.
It bounced around. The Rams faked the kick to the left side and then kicked it back to the right.
Well, it was a valiant effort either way for our special teams. They tried their best, and Moore will have it first and 10.
Yeah, now you just got to call on your defense to try to make a stop.
Well, minute 52 is a lot of football.
Yeah, and if Moore gets one first down, though, they can pretty much lock this game up.
37-31 our score. We will hope that the tide turns somehow here. Maybe an interception or a fumble on the play.
I can't believe that Moore would throw the ball, but
well,
you never know.
You never know. They've done some interesting things tonight. Handoff.
Yeah.
First man through is going to get to the 45-yard line. That's Marcus Moore is
timeout.
On the run there.
All timeout.
And we've got a timeout on the field for Owosso and Bill Blankenship. 1:45 left to go. Back in a minute on KYFM.
Your rollovers shouldn't cause a turnover. Hi, I'm Mike Westerman with Westerman Financial Services. Just like the Owosso Rams have great coaches on the football field, you should have a great coach in your financial planning that can help you avoid costly pitfalls. Whether it is a rollover, retirement planning, saving for college, or wealth management, we'd love to visit with you about your goals. Westerman Financial Services. Call 918-401-9100 or stop by our office on 86th Street. Go Rams!
Hello, Ram fans. This is Coach Blankenship. The Owosso Rams are all about building great character. Hard work, honesty, and commitment are just a few things we instill in our players every day. So when you want an insurance agent that brings those things to the table, call Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu in Owosso. He'll work hard to make sure you get the right coverage for your family at the most affordable price. Call 928-4545 or visit insurewithkeith.com. Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu, proud to support your Owosso Rams.
It is going to be on the keeper, Hyshaw, the quarterback, as he rolls up the left hash mark. He'll get to the 44-yard line of Owosso, and that'll bring up another first down for the Boer Lions with 1:39 left to play in this ballgame. 37-31 our score. Lions up by 6. Owosso had just scored a touchdown. There's another timeout on the field, Steve, but we'll keep it right here and just kind of break down where we are in this thing and what you see from here.
Well, I mean, that was the Rams' last time out. There's a minute 39 on the clock, and we said the last thing we could do was let Moore have a first down. They had run that first down to James Mukes on the right side, and then they came right back out of that timeout, faked that handoff, and Daniel Hyshaw took out to the left side, and we just got sucked up with the initial handoff. The play fake worked. Hyshaw was able to get the first down. Now the Rams they've just got to try to get a stop here with no more timeouts. You need a quick stop here, and then Moore can almost run this clock out.
Minute 39 left to play here, 37-31 our score if you're just joining us. Hyshaw, the quarterback, with Morris next to him, hands it off. And they're going to be able to stop and stuff him with only a yard's gain to bring up second down and 9.
They faked the handoff to Marcus Morris, and Ahmad Triplett went for it and just dropped Morris on his backside.
1:20 left to go here. And now you're in a position where clock management is going to be an issue as well. And Moore is bound and determined to run as much time off this clock as they possibly can. They're down to 9 seconds on the play clock. Hyshaw ready to take the snap. He'll do so here.
He keeps it.
And
he
runs
gets
up
through.
The middle, and he's breaking free. My goodness. To the 15, 10, 5, touchdown more lines. And he's all but nailed this one shut for the Moore Lions, 43-31 with 47 seconds left. And their excellent quarterback, Daniel Hyshaw Jr., with room in front of him, he seized the opportunity and marched straight into the end zone. Well, a disappointing second half for these Rams, for all of us here. It's just something we weren't expecting coming into this ball game. At least I wasn't. And now they'll try to kick the extra point here to make it 44-31. Here comes the kick. It is up through the uprights and good. Oh, no good. No good. Wow. 47 seconds left to play, 43-31 our score. We'll take a 30-second break back for the kick right after this on KYFM.
Hey Ram fans, this is Grant Merrill for my friends at Christian Brothers Automotive. Sometimes your car can throw you a curveball. A few weeks ago on a hot 100 degree day, the air conditioner in my Ford just completely quit working. Some people might spend hours researching reviews, but for the Merrill family, there's no question that our cars go to Christian Brothers Automotive. Ray Adcock and his crew had our problem fixed in a few hours and even had a courtesy shuttle to take me back to the office. They'll do the same for you. Stop by Christian Brothers Automotive just south of 96th and Garnett.
We're in beautiful Moore, Oklahoma, 43-31. Our score, 47 seconds left to play in this ballgame. By the way, congratulations to the Owosso Lady Ram cross country team going to the state championship tomorrow.
Coach Parker got both boys and girls headed into playoffs, and the girls will be vying for a state championship.
They run long, long distances. I couldn't run across the parking lot. So kickoff is going to be fielded by Dawson Adams at the 25-yard line. He'll get up to the 34 before he's finally brought down, and with 40 seconds left to play here, that's where they'll have it first and 10. Well, coming up in the post-game show, we've got to select a McDonald's player of the game, and then we'll be headed back to beautiful Owosso, USA. And we've got a Moore line that is down and being tended to by his trainer, Steve.
I believe that might be Jake Cordova. I didn't see what happened, but there were a lot of players in on that tackle, and he might have gotten caught under the bottom of that pile.
So while they tend to him, we'll take a quick 30-second timeout back after this on KYFM.
Bring your passion, your initiative, your big plans, your dreams. Most of all, bring your ambition. Because whether you're on your way to a four-year university or a new career, Tulsa Community College is the smart way to invest more in you. To learn more about our exciting programs from nursing and graphic design to engineering and veterinary technology and more, visit TulsaCC.edu. TCC, bring your ambition.
Back, 38 seconds left to go in this ball game, and it's 43-31. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. First and 10, Owosso at their own 35-yard line. We've got a post-game show here in just a few minutes. And now the snap bobbled by Will Keeney as he drops back to throw. He'll sling it left side to Trey Goins. Goins at the 46-yard line, and that's enough for a first down. Another Westerman Financial Services first down. 29 seconds left to play here. First and 10. From the 46-yard line, twins to the right, twins to the left. Keeney off the left hash mark, taking the snap, dropping back to throw. Still looking and scrambling and tries to throw to Goins. He sees that one fall incomplete.
Will just hasn't quite been on his game here tonight, and we missed some open receivers that he would typically be able to get the ball to, just kind of floated it over their heads some, and I don't know. I'll say this, it was a team effort because we talked about it in the early going. It's just been a flat atmosphere all night long.
Trips to the right, and Keelan Carney split to the left. Back to throw, Keeney. Keeney slings it up the right side. Nice catch by Grant Van Landingham at the 35-yard line, and he's ran out of bounds. That's another big first down with 13 seconds left. Won't be enough to help us try to even tie or win tonight, but that's a nice play there. First and 10 Rams from the 35 of the Moore Lions. Trips to the left. 13 seconds to play. And let's see what they can do here. Keeney will take the snap. He'll drop back to throw. Looking up the left side of the line, he connects with Van Landingham again at the 21-yard line. And that'll stop the clock with 4 seconds, and we'll have time for one more play before we nail this one shut tonight. 4 seconds to go. And even down by 12, they're going to do their best here. 43-31 our score is the Owosso Rams will fall to 5-4 this evening. Twins to each side. Keeney back to throw. Slings it up the middle of the field. It's off the fingertips
of
Keelan Carney.
That is emblematic of everything that's happened here tonight.
And that will put the clock on all zeros, and we have rounded this one out here in Moore tonight. Our final score, the Moore Lions 43, the Owosso Rams 31. We'll take a break and be back for the First United Bank Mortgage Group Ram Recap. Right after this, you're listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
What does it mean to wake up your day with 6 in the morning? It means you start your day ahead of the curve. You know what the weather's going to do every hour because of Alan Crone. You're not worried about your drive because News on 6 traffic keeps you ahead. And breaking news? You know Leanne and Rich, Tulsa's most experienced morning news team, have you covered anywhere you are. So go ahead and smile. This morning's got nothing on you.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
El Gran Megatron posted, about to kill it. Hashtag, it's about to go down. Hashtag, party like it's my birthday. Hashtag, lunchtime. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag, seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
At St. John, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens, and that's just what Ascension doctors at St. John do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture, and with care teams who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at getstjohncare.com.
What does your morning sound like?
Itsy bitsy spider, rock-a-bye baby.
She's finally asleep.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.